We often build monuments to commemorate some part of history we're proud of, something to make us feel connected as a community to our collective past. But what do you do when a part of that community's past has been hidden or left unmarked? That question is what has spurred the Ypsilanti Mural Project. It's a collaboration between art students at Ypsilanti High School and local historians from Washtenaw County. Their focus is to recognize and celebrate the history of the African-American community in Ypsilanti. Their first mural was unveiled last month. Lynn Settles teaches art at Ypsilanti High School, and one of her students is with her, senior Jay Seal. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Lynn, what made you decide this was the project that you and your class just had to do, and why murals?
It really started the summer before. I'm relatively new to Ypsilanti and new to the high school. So one of the things I do as a new teacher and as I ask the students, so what's the history of Ypsilanti? And I got a look back from them like, oh, there's no history here as it relates to us. And I said, well, I know that's not true. That just means you don't know. So then I started to just sort of surf the web, and I found out this local historian, Matt Siegfried, was doing a lecture at the library on the African-American history of Ypsilanti. So I attended the lecture. I was totally blown away and shocked about how much history is here.
And how your students had no clue.
And my students had no clue.
Yeah.
We went to the lecture. Then he said he was doing a walking tour. And I said, I'm going to go on the walking tour. We're going through the walking tour, and he mentions all these different landmarks, sites, and things like that. And somebody in the group asked him, what would you like to do with this history? Where would you like to see this go? He said, I really would like a mural of this. So then when I'm not doing the tours anymore, that it's here for the next generation. And I'm thinking, I'm an art teacher. And he said, well, if you would ever be interested in doing a mural with your students, he said, I would love to sit and talk to you. And that was it.
And that was it. So why was it that, do you think, Lynn, had things been torn down? Had they been, because we certainly saw that in neighborhoods of, in Detroit, like the historic Black Bottom neighborhood made
right.
way for a freeway.
Right.
So what happened in Ypsilanti?
I think there's a lot of landmarks still standing. I think it just got kind of pushed over or looked over, because some of the places when going on a tour, even we took the children on the tour as well, and it was just like, they're still standing. I mean, this spot, this was going on here, mm-hmm. you know, over 100 years ago, it's still here, and the kids don't know, and a lot of people don't know.
So it's very clear, besides teaching art techniques in creating a mural and designing a mural, this is really get connected with a roots in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And you've unveiled the first mural,
mm-hmm.
and it depicts the Reverend H.P.
Jacobs.
Tell us a little about him and why you felt that his story and his life was especially good for your students to explore.
We chose H.P. Jacobs, first of all, because he's so unknown. Elijah McCoy is known in Ypsilanti as a historical African-American figure. But H.P. Jacobs has the most remarkable history. He was born in slavery down south, learned to read and write, forged his freedom papers for himself, his children, and his wife, brought them to Ypsilanti, became a janitor at what was called the Normal College.
Yeah. It's now Eastern.
And now Eastern University, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And from there, he started a church, started a school so that other African-American children in the area could read and write. He sort of educated the parents on, at the time that they were in school, yes, but they were sitting at the back of the school. Mm-hmm. And he said, our children shouldn't have to sit at the back of the school. So he started a school. Once he left Ypsilanti, continued to grow, his children became educated and moved on. He also is one of the co-founders of Jackson State University and became a medical doctor at 60 years old. So
he never rested, did he?
He never rested. He never rested. So we thought that's who we want to introduce them to start off. The next one, however, it's on them.
Okay. So first I want to ask Jay about mm-hmm. creating this mural, and then we'll talk about what you're mm-hmm. going to do in the future. What was that like? What was the process? You had to take this incredible life and come up with an image that was going to stand out there for the world to see. Was there a lot of back and forth with everybody trying to decide what it was going to look like?
No. We had pretty much an idea already what we're going to do. We did a lot of drawings in class, you know, to see what the face was going to be like. We did a lot of sketches, practice and stuff. So.
And you kind of worked it off photographs of yeah. Reverend Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of underlying theme were you trying to get them to do then?
Well, the goal for this one was, because it's located on the south side of Ipsy, it is a portrait of H.P. Jacobs. But the eyes sort of stare at you and follow you wherever you go. And we thought that would be good because that's what we want to kind of remind them of. We're watching you. Your ancestors are watching you. What you do. Remember all that I went through, what I took to get to this point? Now it's like your turn to carry on. Somebody's watching you. So it's a portrait of H.P. Jacobs with mistakes, though. Keep in mind, it does have mistakes because that was actually part of the process. We also brought in on our team another artist by the name of Doug Jones. And so he sort of guided the students at the mural site, and then I sort of guided them in the classroom.
Hmm.
And so one of the things he said, and Jay elaborate on that, is that when they made mistakes, he said, let's not correct the mistakes yet. Let's step back and see where our mistakes are, because in life, you're going to make mistakes. And that doesn't necessarily have to stop you in pursuit of your goal or your dreams.
That's an awfully good lesson. You guys are so hard on yourselves. I know it. I'm a mom. I know you want to be perfect all the time. And when a test doesn't go well, it's horrible. But so what did you learn, do you think, Jay?
I didn't know much about H.P. Jacobs before the project, but yeah, I learned a lot. She said most of it, really. Yeah. That he, you know, he moved to Ypsilanti. And, you know, he was a founder of Jackson. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very interesting. So.
And he sure didn't let things set him back or get him down, did he?
Yeah. He was a good man.
Now, I get the feeling, I saw that look in your eye about what's coming next, Lynn, with your students. So you say that this is just one part of the project. This is the beginning.
This is one part.
What's coming?
The group I'm working with, we have a goal of 3. Our opening was so fabulous. I mean, we had the mayor come out. We had another school come in from Ann Arbor. We had probably over, you think, Jay, 200 people taking
yes.
pictures. The kids said they felt like a movie stars and mm-hmm. paparazzis and yeah. things like that. They have already come to me and said, we're ready to start planning the next one. So they are going to take more of a leadership role this time. In terms of they'll get the history, we'll work that out with them, and they will decide what part of history, of this history, that they want to focus on this time.
So it might not be a person, it might be an event,
right.
It might be,
yep.
It's really the sky's the limit.
Yes.
So what's happening at the student level then, Jay? You guys getting together? Or what's...
Yeah, we're having after school meetings, you know, to decide, you know, all come into an agreement of what we're going to do. So we haven't, you know, really decided yet or a
yeah.
location.
I got to think that what you're doing with your class, Lynn, and working with like a local historian like Matt mm-hmm. Siegfried and working with another artist like Doug, this could be done in cities and towns all across Michigan.
You are so on it. I met with Matthew yesterday. We were at a banquet yesterday, and that is exactly what he mentioned to me. There are other communities that would like to organize their young people to do the exact same thing. And so definitely that's going to be on the horizon.
Well, let me ask you overall, as you think about the effort of getting this first mural on,
mm-hmm.
was it less a matter of getting a lot of funding and money and more a matter of rolling up our sleeves and committing and doing the thing and sweat equity, if you will, with your students?
The students just came. The money was the struggle. But once we got out there and people started realizing what we're doing, and I know it's a matter of trust because, you know, people say a lot of things. But then when they see you working out there on Saturdays mm-hmm. with the headlights on, trying to work in the dark because the boys that we had didn't want to go home until this part was finished. Jay is a basketball player. She's coming after practice to paint, you know. When people start seeing that, people start driving by and taking pictures and stopping.
And donating.
And donating.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have to thank the community of Ypsilanti because they turned out for us. They really did.
Somehow I think that whole spirit that you just described, I would say that Reverend H.P. Jacobs is very proud of the work you've done. So where will people find it? Let's say somebody wants to come take a look and see.
It is at 432 Harriet Street on the south side of Ypsilanti, on the side of a barber shop. And it is big, bold, and a lot of bright colors with intent to make you remember it. You'll see it.
Lynn Settles is an Ypsilanti high school art teacher, and Jay is a senior. Jay Seals is a senior at the school and one of the students who was involved in this remarkable, remarkable program, the Ypsilanti Mural Project. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.